ललखटक कटि सूत्रहार केयूरनूपुरादि अंगभूषणा विभूषितं ऋत्विक सदस्या गृहपतयो अधना इवोत्थमा धनम उपलभ्य सबहुमानं अर्हनेनावनत शीर्षान उपतौ स्तुतः. What would meaning? Translation and the purport. Ata, thereafter. Ha, certainly. Tam, him. Avishkrita bhuja yugala dvayam. Who manifested himself with four arms. Hiranmayam, very bright. Purusha vishesham, the topmost of all living beings. Purushottama. Kapisha Kausheya Ambaradharam, wearing a yellow silken garment. Urasi, on the chest. Vilasat, beautiful. Srivatsa, called Srivatsa. Lalamam, possessing the mark. Daravara, by the conch shell. Vanaruha, lotus flower. Vanamala, garland of forest flowers. Achuri, disc. Amritamani, the Kaustuva gem. Gada adibihi, and by a club and other symbols. Upalakshitam, symptomized. Sputakirana, radiant. Pravara, excellent. Mukha, mukuta, helmet. Kundala, earrings. Kataka, bracelets. Katishutra, girdle. Hara, necklace. Keyura, armlets. Nupura, ankle bells. Adi, and so on. Anga, of the body. Bhushana, with ornaments. Vibhushitam, decorated. Ritvik, the priests. Sadasya, associates. Griha, Grihapatayaha, and King Nabi. Adhanaha, poor persons. Eva, like. Uttamadhanam, O great treasure. Upalabhya, having achieved. Bahumanam, the great regard. Arhanena, with ingredients for worship. Avanata, bent. Sirshanaha, their heads. Upatastuhu, worshipped. Translate and purport. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabi with four arms. He was very bright and he appeared to the best of all personalities. Around the lower portion of his body, he wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was a mark of Srivatsa, which was displayed beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower, disc and a club, and he wore a garland of florist flowers and a Kaustuva gem. He was beautifully decorated with a helmet, earrings, bangles, bell, pearl necklace, armlets, ankle belts and other bodily ornaments bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Nabi and his priests and associates felt just like a poor people who have suddenly attained the great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered him things in worship. Purport. It is distinctly mentioned here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not appear as an ordinary human being. He appeared before King Nabi and his associates as the best of all personalities, Purushottama. As stated in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead is also a living being, but He is the Supreme Living Being. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 7, Lord Krishna Himself says, Mattaparataram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. No one is more attractive or more authoritative than Lord Krishna. That is one of the differences between the Lord and the ordinary living being. According to this description of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, Lord can easily be distinguished from all other living beings. Consequently, Maharaj Nabi and his priests and associates all offered the Lord obeisances and began to worship him with various things. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 6:22, Yam ladva cha param labham manyate nadikam tata. That is, upon gaining this, one thinks that there is no greater gain. When one realizes the God and sees the Lord face to face, one certainly thinks that he has gained the best of all things. Rasopyasya param drishtvani vartate. When one experiences a higher taste, his consciousness is fixed. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one ceases to be attracted by anything material. One then remains steady in worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nitinamini Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabi with four arms. He was very bright. He appeared to be the best of all the personalities. Around the lower portion of his body, he wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was the mark of Sri Vatsa, which always displays beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower, disc and club. And he wore a garland of forest flowers and the Kastuba gem. He was beautifully decorated with a helmet, earring, bangles, belt, pearl necklaces, armlets, ankle belts and other bodily ornaments bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Nabi and his priests and associates felt just like a poor people who have suddenly attained a great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their heads and offered him things in worship. So this current chapter, Rishabhadev's appearance, which is coming in the canto 5th as a part of 3rd chapter, before the second chapter describes about the one of the son of Priyavrata Maharaj. His name is Anga Maharaj. Aganidra. So now this is another son. His name is Nabi, and Nabi and his good wife performed a sacrifice. Obviously, in those olden days, and the rishis has been worshipped by the kings, and these priests, they used to worship the Lord, and that's how they used to get the benedict of the Son when they were not naturally begotten. So likewise, Nabi Maharaj and Meru Devi, mother, so both of them performed the sacrifice and they got the Son. That comes in the later part of this chapter. But before that, while performing this yajna, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, the Vishnu, has appeared in the arena and five sacrifices. That's what the description giving here. The Lord Vishnu appeared before the King Nabhi. So one of the thing is that performing the sacrifice means personally the Lord is to appear over there. Likewise, we do this Sankirtan yajna, not this fire sacrifice, the Harinam sacrifice. When we also do thus, even the Lord Vishnu, the Lord Krishna personally appears in the Yajna Kunda, which is none other than our own heart. Again, the same thing, the symptoms which has been described here, likewise. The description has been given here, how the Lord appeared here, what are the description, how he looks like. And even for the devotees who worships the Lord in through the Pancharatri Vidhi, in the deity worship, how one has to be decorated the Lord, that has been very profoundly by Srila Prabhupada described in this particular text, what the elements the Lordship has to is wearing. The silken garments in the lower portion, and the waist belt, anklets, bracelets. So this is like a checklist for a person who is worshipping the Lord also. And for the audience, for the pujaris, okay, the description is there. But the audience, whoever comes to take the darshan of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, how one has to be reciprocate, that further the text, Srila Prabhupada described, seeing the Lord's present before them. So when the audience, either devotees or some outcomers, when they come into the temple, how they have to take in the darshan. That's what, seeing the Lord's present before them. King Nabi means even the priest, so the even the pujari, and the associates means the other co-brahmacharis or the other devotees or other outside visitors. This is what Srila Prabhupada is describing here. By seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they should feel, the feeling should come. What are the feelings? Like a poor man have suddenly attained the great riches, just like when Sudama went to meet Lord Krishna after a long period of time, when they were very small age, they studied together in the Sandipani Muni's ashram, and later on they divided, and has remained as in a poor beggar, and it's like a poor brahmana, poverty stricken, and whereas Krishna got married with Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, and then everyone, and he got very huge riches in the Dwaraka. And when he came over there with the puffed rice, but still, as soon as he saw the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, he felt in his heart, yes, now I got the real riches. Though my wife sent me here to beg something external, the material profits, but internally I was completely satisfied by seeing the beautiful darshan of Lord Shri Krishna. That's how when Srila Prabhupada is describing that, as soon as we decorated the Lord, and after that with proper elements, proper worship, and when the others are taking darshan, how the reciprocation should be towards to the Lord. That's what he described, that one should feel the richness in his life. And they received the Lord and respectfully and bent their heads and offered him things in worship. That's what we have to do. As soon as comes generally in the temple, anybody can bend their heads, and sometimes they used to do Panchang Pranama, and most of the times the devotees used to do the Ashtang Pranama. And quite near to the Lordships, when they reached, they started worshipping them. What is that called as worship? They offer the beautiful prayers. Prayers in terms of praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai ki jai. So that's what Srila Prabhupada described in this translation, and that's how he elaborated much more in the purport also. So we will go this little step by step of individual sections of this purport, what Prabhupada exactly mentioned, and some of the examples from Srimad Bhagavatam. And along with that, at the end, I would like to convey that in order to feel that richness, in the conclusion part which Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in the translation, one has to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without which one will never ever feel the presence of the Lord within their own heart. As soon as they feel the presence in the heart, that's how he feels that I am the richest person, because the Supreme Personality of God is there in my heart. So he is the richest person in the entire, and he is the richest one. So obviously, when he is there with me in my heart, so I am also the richest. How that feelings comes? That comes through proper worship, worshipping of offering a good prayers, the glorification path to Lord Shri Krishna. And how that proper worship, proper meditation will happen, we will see in the conclusion part of today's session. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in the beginning itself that through the translation, it is distinctly mentioned that the Supreme Personality of a Godhead appeared not as an ordinary human being. So he is completely different, and he appeared as a supreme. So basically, sometimes people used to think that the Lord, as Prabhupada, when inaugurated this incorporation of the ISKCON, so he mentioned that some of the devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, when asked by, so then they said, Prabhupada, so we would have kept some God consciousness and International Society for God Consciousness or some other thing like this. God consciousness, you can mention the God names. Why only just specifically? Because many people can take up it very easily when you mention. But when you keep this one word, just like only specifically, so maybe some people or how they will take it up. But in general, if you can put God, then everyone can take it up very easily. Then Prabhupada said, God is only one, he is the supreme one, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But when we go into India, for every 1 hour, so there is different God appears over there, and each and every individual streets. So that's how, as mentioned, not God consciousness, it is Krishna consciousness, means ultimately the Supreme God is Krishna. So that's how. So, but later on Srila Prabhupada has described that how he appeared. Okay, even one can say that I am the God, but what are the qualifications to say that? That also is described. What are the descriptions? He wear the yellow silken garment, bracelets, so on. So described that how our pujaris is to worship Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. The same description has been given, the Lord appeared in front of our eyes with, may not be necessarily the crown, but most of the times we have very natural turbans, natural flowers has put in the turban, and very beautiful garlands has been made by the different devotees, and very beautiful malas, and look like Sri Vatsa, and on the chest we will offer the long necklaces and the neck necklace, Kavachakundal type of the thing, like earrings, bracelets, anklets, and so on so forth. Even especially to show his round shaped heaps, that the waist, the thighs, and so devotees is to decorate it, even that. And sometimes, most of the times, the Lord's Tribhanga form has been appeared to us, which is very difficult for to understand. But thing is, Lord is personally appearing in front of our eyes. Okay, many people may say that even that also can be counteracted. Just like even in Krishna's time, the Paundraka, he appeared the same thing. He used to decorate it like Krishna. He used to have the same flute. He is also like, okay, imitating that Krishna by keeping the fika feather on his helmet. He is having very golden crown on his head. And he is also having many, many thousands and thousands of the followers who believes this Paundraka is the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Whoever is existing in the Dwaraka, he is the false Vasudeva. So I am the real Vasudeva. So what to think about during this Kali Yuga? Even at the imprint of, in the presence of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, the people is to consider themselves the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and the Supreme Personality of a Godhead as a Nakali Wala. It's like false or imitation Vasudeva. So Kaliyuga, there is no need to speak of this. But I wanted to bring it out to the conclusion, which I mentioned that the later part of discussion is that. That's how one is able to identify. He has become the qualities as described. He is not an ordinary man. And he appeared as King in front of King Nabi and his associates, the best of all personalities. Means Purusha Uttama. Amongst the Purushas, he is the Uttama, Uttama Purusha. He is the best. And also in the purport it has mentioned, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead is also a living being. He is not like a Nirakara. Yes, not like Akara, like what we have. Very thin, weak, strengthless, and full of anxiety, morose, pale faces. No. He is like completely beautiful, radiant, luster. The dazzling effulgence is coming out of from his beautiful face. And he is a supreme living being. And also he is mentioned further that he is speaking to the Arjuna, as it is stated in the 7.7 of Bhagavad Gita, there is no superior to me. And no one is more attractive. The name itself is describing Krishna, the all attractive, not attractive. Sometimes even in this mundane beauty, sometimes it may attract us. And we may mingling with them, and over a period of time, we will get to know the actual sarupa of that beauty. As we know that liquid beauty pastime, or else liquid beauty story, when our BVS courses, what happens for the beauty, what we have been taught of the beauty in the illusion of Maya. But here it is described that I am the all attractive. That Krishna name is all attractive, not something attractive. Attraction can be happen even in this mundane world also. Of course, without that, no opposite genders will not be attract each other without that beauty existing. Yes, the beauty is existing within us. Because we are being the part and parcel of the supreme beauty, so we are also having a tiny beauty, but not the all beauty. We are also attractive, but not all attractive. Then so forth, then how come some of the people can be attracted, but whereas the other people is to just criticize us? How it so happens? No. So means that itself showing that we are not all attractive, we are some more, some scale we are attractive. So, okay, even that also sometimes people can imitate. We saw in the example of Pondraka. So these descriptions are, Krishna is not ordinary human being. He is the supreme human being. He is Purushottama. And he is the superior authority. He is the absolute authority. He is the truth authority. And he is all attractive. And nobody is more authoritative than him. That's how one can able to identify the differences between the God and the living being. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here in this purport. That is one of the differences. These are the describes above the points of the differences between the ordinary living being and the supreme living being. Okay. On the other day, one of the classes, the devotee is describing that even in Vrindavan, sometimes devotees used to decorate. Okay. Pondraka is in Krishna's presence. But even in this Kali Yuga also, sometimes devotees used to come with a decorating like a Krishna, and they will also bring flute, and they will also just having the peacock feather, having very cardboard se bana wala helmet pehen ke aata. So even sone ka to dur ki baat hai, silver chandi ka bhi chhod do, that is like a cardboard. When the monsoon season comes, the cardboard of that fevicol will become very weak, and so sometimes actually it won't become like very stiff. It will bend like anything. So he has to sometimes withhold with one hand float and one has to the crown also. And posing himself as the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. So, but still, further, how we can able to identify that the Supreme Personality of a Godhead by offering prayers, that which we describe in this, in the end, that the Supreme Personality of a Godhead having very, very symbolical representations in his personal body. Just like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and even Chaitanya Bhagavata also, in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his very small age and when he started walking, one day his mother and father, Sachi Mata and Jagannatha Mishra, they were hearing about the small ankle bells. Because they asked Vishwarup that, can you bring my book, I want to read. So then he, as soon as he entered inside, and it started coming of the anklet sounds. And they thought, how come this anklet sound is coming? I think there is no girl in our house and we don't have any ankles on their foot. And how come the sounds are coming? And later on they found that not only the anklet sound and the footprints, they found that there are different symbols like elephant, goat, lotus flower, umbrella, fish and half moon, and different kinds of the symbols they found. And Jagannath Mishra said, Sachi Mata, that I think in our worship, Lord Shaligram Shila is started walking. So go and arrange all the necessary paraphernalia. So tomorrow onwards we will gorgeously worship our Shaligram Shila. I think he started walking. So even they also couldn't identify. But later on they understood that, according to Nilambar Chakravarti, when he predicted that this personality is not an ordinary man, like Gargamuni also dictated that the Supreme Personality of a God, Lord Shri Krishna, and Balaram's name-giving ceremony, he described it to Nanda Maharaj that this boy is not an ordinary boy. And likewise, even here, Nilambar Chakravarti, he described about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprints. So I think, above all the descriptions like whatever Prabhupada described, they may imitate the Vishnu form, they may keep false two hands also sometimes, and they may decorate like externally yellow silken garments, golden crown, even at the present moment also with golden crown and peacock feathers, flute, but that doesn't describe. But is it really when they are walking, the beauty of the footprints, which are not touching on the ground and which should show the all symbolical representations on the lotus footprint. So, I mean, that is one of the differences between the God and the living being. And in that conclusion, we can say that according to the description of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, the Lord can easily be distinguished from all the other living beings. And even vice versa also, the living being can be distinguished from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Further in the Parparshila, Prabhupada is described, Srimad Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yam ladhva chapalam labam manyate nadikam tataha. That is, upon gaining this, one thinks that there is no greater gain. Means this is the ultimate gain, and beyond that there is nothing. If something is there, means that is the greatest one. Right? We have achieved, if you are not being satisfied, I think that is not the greatest one. But somewhere one has to be end up. That is the greatest one. If after gaining that, but still the satisfaction is not there in the heart, means I think again he will feel, and whatever his achievements are, not the highest one. So likewise, when one comes to the shelter of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, he feels, upon gaining him, one thinks that there is no greater gain than this. That's how when one realizes the God and within his heart likewise, and sees the Lord face to face, one certainly thinks that he has gained the best of all things. That is the ultimate one. And again, he feels that this is the best of all things, best of all. That's how that is all attractive, Krishna. We see from Srimad Bhagavatam in Dhruva Maharaj section. Initially, Suruchi, offended by the Suruchi's harsh words, and went to Suniti. Suniti conveyed him, even her words may be pierced to your heart. Don't become envious towards to us. Sorry, don't envious towards to your pet stepmother. Rather, whatever she said, try to understand that. Go and worship the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and get whatever you want to serve him the way you want. So better think in positive direction. Then she shows the pathway and he goes to the jungle. And in the Narada Muni also appeared in between. He is the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj, and he conveyed the message how one has to perform that tapasya in order to take the darshan of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj did, and he got the darshan of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead in front of his eyes. He saw the Lord face to face. How he performed the tapasya? With something material interest, material desires in his heart, burning desires, not just like a desire. Okay, after sometimes when we try, sometimes we will think, okay, I tried many number of ways, nothing is working out. Let me give it up. Dhruva Maharaj is not like that. He has meant it. He achieved it. But what is the achievement? That is called as the transformation. As it is described in 6.2 Bhagavad Gita, what Prabhupada said, upon gaining these one things, that there is no greater gain. As soon as Lord Krishna touched the Vishnu, that touched the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj with his conch shell, I think the transformation has been happened. And he asked, oh, my dear boy, ask what you want. And actually, a moment of time, he was completely shut off his mind. And he don't know what exactly has to be asked. Because the beautiful form is there in front of him. The Supreme Personality's darshan has been happened. And the all attractive. And after that, he felt that he is the richest person. He felt, I got the best thing in my life. What else I can ask, my dear Lord? I think I was worshipping you regarding to gain some broken pieces of the glasses. But I think you have given me the ultimate object of my worship. So that's how the transformation happened. Upon seeing the Lord face to face, he will feel things that he has gained, the best of all things. And further, one feels the best of all things I gain, he continuously worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his own means, not according to my means of service. Like when he asked also, no, Dhruva Maharaj, like his means what? He had worshipped, he did the tapasya just to gain the greater kingdom than his own great grandfather, Brahmaji, the supreme creator of this material world, the first creator of this world, the Brahma. He wanted beyond him. But what happened? Everything has been seized of his material desires. That thing happens. And further, he ruled the kingdom for 36,000 years on the request of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what it has to been happen. After realizing, it's not that I realized it. After I got the darshan, oh, I got the darshan. After I attained the richness, oh, I attained the richness. No. He will feel always, I am the humble servant of your lotus feet, my Lord. That's what the conclusion of attaining the Supreme Lord means, to become humble. Even it comes in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, even when Draupadi visits all the queens of Lord Krishna, the 8 primary queens, and 16,100 queens. She is to visit and she is to ask, Rukmini, how you got married with Krishna? And then next she goes to the Satyabhama, how you got married with Jambavati, how you got Kalindi, how you got. Likewise, she goes to the 8 principal gopis, as principal queens of Krishna in Dwaraka. And later she goes to 16,100, that even those queens also. There the description comes that even Rukmini says, the whole narration, how he kidnapped me and got married, I only deserve at the end of life. Her prayers, she discloses that, I am only the insignificant servant to serve his lotus feet, whatever the means to attain it. Satyabhama narrate the whole story and convey the same message. Though I am the queen, but still, I wanted to aspire to serve his lotus feet eternally. And Kalindi, Jambavati, Satyajiti, and everyone did the same thing. And even 16,100 also. When we compare this Srimad Bhagavatam, this gopi's mood, and even the queen's mood, depicts in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 6. Even all the Panchatattva, that Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Srivas, Gadadhar Pandit, and all the associates, the prime associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are none other than the Nityananda is Balaram Tattva, Advaita is Mahavishnu. But still, their aspiration only the one thing. Let us become the servitor. Let us become the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us serve his lotus feet time completely in our life. That was the mode of depict after gaining the riches, after seeing the Lord face to face, after getting the darshan of the Lord. This has been the transformation. Further, Parshala Prabhupada describes, Rasopyasya param dishtvani vartate. When one experiences the higher taste, his consciousness is fixed. Like Dhruva Maharaj, his consciousness is fixed. Neither he got the richness, nor he was a poor, even like Sudama. Both were completely fixed in their consciousness, worshipping the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And one ceases to be attracted by anything material, and they don't want it to be anything material things. That's what the desires will be get completely evaporated again. Example comes from Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj again. Chapter 9, Canto 4, text number 29, which gives, Maitreya answered, Dhruva Maharaja's heart, which was pierced by the arrows of the harsh words of his stepmother, was greatly aggrieved, and thus, when he fixed upon his goal of life, he did not forget her misbehavior. He was very conscious of that. He was remembered that, for that has become so enthused to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Initially, it was little wrong motive. But ultimately, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though he wanted the material opulences, again, he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, he did not demand actual liberation from this material world. Dhruva Maharaj didn't ask. But at the end of his devotional service, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before him, he was simply ashamed of the material demands he had in his mind previously. That is the only cause for to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much so tapasya. But thing is, that has been ceased completely. So that's the transformation happens in Dhruva Maharaj. Further, Srila Prabhupada describes, one then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Prabhupada wrote, again, Canto 4, in Rudra and Prachetas, chapter 22, text number 77. Chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, what happens? What he has mentioned in this purport, current purport of our today's text, after seeing the lordships, and one then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to continue. He has to be steady, not continuously. He has to completely steadiness in his devotion service. So this current text is describing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivera Swarupahoy Krishnera Nityadas. Not for some time Das, and after some time his boss. No. Nityadas. Even being in this boss position in the company, I may feel I am the boss, but under me there are hundreds and thousands and millions of the workers are working means, how I can be able to say that I am the boss? When I have full of anxiety, thinking about their welfare, thinking about their monthly wages, thinking about if somebody dies, how I can be able to solace their family members. How can I say that I am the boss? So much anxiety. Rather, I was constantly thinking how I can able to serve them, how I can able to help them. That actually indicates dasyatva, that is dasya bhav. But being in this mortal world, one thinks that I am the master because I have the so much opulence. But here it's saying that every living entity is an eternal servant of the Lord. Therefore, when one engages in the service of the Lord, he realizes the highest perfection of life. A faithful servant can fulfill any desire by the grace of the Master. And one who engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord has nothing to aspire for separately. All his desires are fulfilled simply by engaging constantly in the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva shows us that any devotee can be successful simply by chanting the prayers which he has recited. So, before going to end, I would like to, that's how the purport Srila Prabhupada has described very nicely about how the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as not an ordinary living being, and he is the Purushottama, and he is the Supreme Living Being, and upon seeing the Lord, face to face, how one's material desires will be seized off, just like here in this translation, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that, seeing the Lord presently before them, King Nabi and his priests and associates felt, just like the poor people who have suddenly attained the great riches. And also after that, they constantly worship with all means. So as even in Rudra Gita, how we, Lord Shiva mentioned that one has to offer the prayers. So this shows that how the Supreme Personality of a Godhead's form can be attained within our own heart by constant meditation. As we saw in our last week and then the Tuesday, His Grace Sonar Gauranga Prabhu very beautifully narrated the description of dhyana of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead from the lotus feet to the lotus face, where Mother Devahuti asks Kapila Muni, Kapil Dev, that regarding the devotional service, and there he speaks about the Ashtanga Yoga, and in that Ashtanga Yoga one can come to the dharana, and they meditate on the form of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and upon reaching the dharana, one has to go up next step, that is dhyana. Of course, dharana and dhyana are similar, but dharana is description about the form of the Lord, whereas dhyana is meditation on each and every limb of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how one has to become completely immersed in worshipping of the Lord within his own heart. Likewise, a yogi will come to the perfection and he may take to the devotional service. That's how he is to describe there. And Sonar Gauranga Prabhu very nicely describe about how one has to worship the lotus feet, begin, and then next anklets, and then next his thighs, hips, navel, and his broad chest, shoulders, and his neck, beautiful face, beautiful smiling, and his gazing, everything. So, actually I was prepared for that particular class in this section, but nevertheless, that day, one of the texts, when he was describing, given me the hope for this today's class to give very little bit of understanding, how one can able to meditate on the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Even Radhavandavan Chandra, how one can able to control his uncontrolled mind by doing this dhyana, especially beginning from the lotus feet. In the first text of chapter 28 and canto 3, text number 21, it describes that Sanchintayet bhavatatas charanaravindam vajjhankushadvija saroruhalanchanabjam uttunga rakta vilasam nakachakravala jyotsnabiradamahadhridayandakaram. The devotee should first concentrate his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord, which are adored with the marks of thunderbolt, a gourd, a banner, and a lotus. A splendor of their beautiful ruby nails resembles the orb of the moon and dispels the thick gloom of one's heart. That's what we have described in this purport also. These are the symbolical representation one has to observe. I mean, that is also one of the differences between the living being and the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead, even many gods and demigods, many are there. But the Supreme Personality of a Godhead has many, many different symbolical representation marks on his lotus feet. That's how this is describing. Here some of the lotus feet descriptions are given in this current text of 21. He is having thunderbolt, a gourd, a banner, and a lotus. We know the thunderbolt is description for, just like Indra uses the thunderbolt to kill the Vritrasura, Asura. Of course, he is a pure devotee of the Lord, in a contextual to take that to kill the demonic mentality within our own heart, which we are carrying in our heart. So likewise, the gourd, that which can be used for the elephant gourd, that is called as, gourd means elephant gourd. And the people in generally, they use it for what? To control the elephant which is going here and there. Just like a mad elephant which is going into the she elephant, and to control it, the gourd is required for the person. So likewise, in our mind also, unchaste way, when it is going here and there, when we meditated on this gourd, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet, our uncontrolled mind also will be controlled by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then next, it has given the lotus flower and the club and the disc and many, many symbolical representation. Most of in Lord Sri Krishna's lotus footprint, there are the 19 symbolical representations. On his right foot, there are the 11, and on his left foot, there are 8. Because of the time constraints, I am not describing two details, but I am giving just a synopsis. And the right footprint, he is having lotus, umbrella, thunderbolt, gourd, and flag, barley, swastik, and berry fruit, and octagonal. These are the 11. And whereas on his right, left foot, conch, sun and moon, bow, calf hoof print, water pot, a triangle, and a half moon, and a fish. Few of the things just I wanted to mention. This triangle which is there on the footprint of the Lord, which describes about this Bhavasagara. Sattva, Rajas, Tamo, Guna. So upon meditating upon this, one can able to cross beyond the Sattva, Rajas, Tamo, Gunas. Either a chain is a chain, whether it is golden chain, or a brass chain, or a silver chain. One is bound in this material world. Either it is Sattva Guna, Raja Guna, or Tamo Guna. One has to cross beyond the Sattva Guna, that is Shuddha Sattva. So by meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet, one can able to cross over this Bhavasagara of these three gunas. And the fish, the same thing, our mind, our eyes are very restless, looking here and there. So how one can able to control that? Again, Lord Krishna describes that here, Prabhupada describes that one can, by meditating upon the Lord's lotus feet, one can able to control his restless eyes. As we discussed about the gourd, and the lotus flower gives the blossoming in the devotional life. That's where the description comes. So that's how the next verse, it is described how one has to be meditated after the lotus feet. Immediately we cannot jump further. The text number 22, which describes the last line especially, Dhyayet Chiram Bhagavatas Charanaravindam. In the text number 22, the last line which describes Dhyayet means one should meditate. What? Chiram. Chiram means for a long time, prolonged period of time. One has to constantly, one has to give a lot of time. It's not just coming and seeing directly the face-to-face of the Lordships. No, what kind of austerity, what kind of penances, what kind of tapas have we have done, like Dhruva Maharaj, to see the face-to-face? First of all, we have to go through the lotus feet. While taking darshan also, one has to. Why? Because this is called as the chiram, prolonged period of time. Because we have lot of material desires in our heart, we have lot of mental disturbances and piles of our sinful activities. That's what this thunderbolt, like his lotus feet darshan, will smash us, our millions and millions of lifetimes, piles of our sinful actions. So that's how one has to meditate. Dhyayat, meditate, chiram, for a long time. Bhagavataha, on whom? The Lord, not anybody and everybody's. Charanaravindam, on the lotus feet. So sometimes Prabhupada, in this particular text, he mentioned that Mayavadi says that, okay, meditate on the Brahman or something like that. But clearly in this text, Prabhupada mentioned, Dhyayet Chiram, whose Charanaravindam? Bhagavatas, means Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet, one has to meditate a prolonged period of time. So when I went to have this, why one has to meditate prolonged period of time? So one has the class given by His Grace Hare Krishnananda Prabhu, who is a professor in NIT Warangal. He had given one seminar in Hyderabad temple. So during that time, he has described about Padasevanam, how one can do this meditation on the lotus feet. Meditation on these 19 symbols of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how it takes a prolonged period of time, and then he will become humble. Then one can able to see the beautiful lotus face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he can able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like Srila Prabhupada used to describe, Srimad Bhagavatam has to be studied step by step. Gradually one has to go to the moon-like face, the beautiful blossomed lotus. The 10th canto can be understood only one can able to study gradual process of canto 1 to canto 9. Likewise, when we also serve the Supreme Person of a Godhead, the lotus feet, and along with the step-by-step of the darshan, one can able to understand the beauty of the Supreme Person of a Godhead when we come to the meditation of His lotus face. Hare Krishna. So, briefly summarizing of what we have discussed today. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada has given of how distinctly described about the differences between the Supreme Person of a Godhead and the living entity, and how He appeared in this Nabi's sacrifice, the Lord Vishnu, with His, we saw that the four symbols, how it represents Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. And in the purport, it has described about He is not an ordinary man, the differences, He is like a Purushottama, and He is the Supreme Living Being, and no more superior to Him, and He is a Supreme Authority. And upon seeing the darshan of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, one's material desires will completely ceased off. We saw how the example from Dhruva Maharaj, and even Lord Shiva also described it to Prachetas, after completely worshipping the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, one will be ceased off his material desires. Everything will be nullified. That's how one can able to take. And we saw the lastly, and how one has to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet, and why it has taken so prolonged period of time. Because meditation on each and every symbol of this lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and remove of all our anardas will take a quite long time. So that's how we can go ahead and now see the Lord's face-to-face darshan very blissfully and feel cherished in our heart. Hare Krishna. Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.